All right, here we go. The top five things you need to know for today, brought to you by your friends at Bank ESB. All right, let's get going this morning. Told you this was coming up. Wow, that's one large nugget. That's what you might be saying after hearing this story. Wow.
I say that all the time.
Really? Just at random stuff. Wow, that's one large nugget.
Just when I'm walking down the street.
Well, McDonald's is selling a three-foot-long chicken McNugget body pillow. Ooh. So you can snuggle up with your favorite snack. I guess you could try to if you like feathers in your mouth. But McDonald's
is
selling.
You might do it by accident in your sleep.
I had this dream. I had a giant nugget.
Yeah. And then the other pillow is like dipping sauce. But the pillows are going to be available soon. They cost about $90. The thing is, though, you're going to have to wait 9 to 12 weeks for them. So basically, they're going to take your money and then decide to produce them afterwards. But yeah. So it's pretty much out of stock so far. So
I get a body pillow for like $10.
And you can paint. Why don't you put real chicken nuggets on it?
Yeah.
Right? That way you can eat them
throughout right on
the night.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Goodness. I'll fill it with chicken McNuggets from McDonald's. It'll be cheaper.
There you go. In a pillowcase. I love it.
A little lumpy though, no? Okay.
Who cares?
There's all this grease on my face. Number four thing you need to know is 24/7 Tempo just came out with their list of the best and worst states to be a teacher. They looked at things like annual pay, student-teacher ratio, percent of new teachers expected to be there long enough to get a pension. And it looks like Rhode Island came out right at number one there, so not so bad. And number two is Connecticut, and three is Jersey, four is New York, five is Massachusetts. So
cool.
I know being a teacher right now is not easy at all.
And no.
We totally support you with what you're going through. But I guess you're in one of the best states right now to be doing it. So
well, good.
Mass, not so bad.
That's great. I love our teachers around here. Number three on the list is a 10-year-old. 10-year-old who's raised $3,600 for Animal League. This 10-year-old Portland, Maine boy, he raised $3,600. How did he do it? To help out the Animal Refuge League of Maine? Well, he jumped on a trampoline. Yeah. Jackson Welch spent 24 hours bouncing, eating, and sleeping on his trampoline while raising money for the cause. He was inspired to donate to the league after he lost his cats. Oh, but what a great thing. $3,600 just to bounce around. That's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, I've bounced on a trampoline for like 20 minutes, and then when you get off, you can barely walk.
Yeah.
So, kudos to this kid.
Who yeah. like for weeks his legs will be shaking, but yes. It's all for
he's
a good
cause.
Still
jumping everywhere.
Yep.
Number two thing you need to know is apparently there are seven stages of shopping, and I never knew this, but I guess it makes sense.
Okay.
It starts off with you're deciding on a need for something. It takes you 35 minutes. Then the online search is another 33. Going through reviews and recommendations, 29 minutes. Narrowing down brands and comparing is 31 minutes. Sharing this link with your family and friends, 14 minutes. Getting something into your online or real life basket is 19 minutes. And then actually making the purchase.
Oh,
24 minutes.
Can I
it
add?
It takes 3 hours and 5 minutes for this whole process.
I'd like to add one too. Looking through your credit cards and finding out which one you still have money on.
Okay, we'll have to read.
Okay, can you add that
all
one?
Over now.
That's pretty so popular, funny. I'm sure, not just with me, but other people.
And the most important thing you possibly ever need to know today is that Eggo pancakes. I've got some holiday flavors coming up. First, coming up for Christmas time, there's going to be Eggo gingerbread cookie pancakes in the frozen food section. And even sooner, the Eggo pumpkin pie pancakes. So you got to be looking for those coming out soon. I'm very interested in this pumpkin pie one. So if I see that, I will be eating that one.
Easier to get than a chicken nugget. Pillow.
But yeah, I could fill a pillow with these pancakes.
A pancake pillow. Pancake pillow.
Enough with the food pillows,
that
people.
Is...
I just sleep on the pancakes.
Awesome. Our syrup sold separately. And those are the top five things you need to know for this hour. We'll have five more brought to you by Bank at ESB next hour with the Kellogg Crew on 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
And we're back, all three of us, I think. Chris Kellogg, along with Dina and Lopez, away we go with the top five things you need to know for today on the 16th of September. Well, we started off with Ben and Jerry's. Now they're selling ice cream pizza. Get out of here. Yeah, they're selling an $11.
Wait, is it actually hot pizza?
No.
Let him explain. I got to hear this.
Okay. Yeah, don't interrupt the pizza talk.
Sorry.
$11 ice cream pizza. They've started in Australia. It's got a cookie dough base, ice cream filling and toppings that include chunky cookie dough pieces, brownie chunks, nuts, and
this
out, chocolate-covered pretzels. Oh, I'm in love.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you can buy the entire pie or just buy a slice. So hopefully that comes, to Union Ave here in Springfield. That'd be great.
I wonder if it's good to microwave it the next day.
Maybe. I'm sure leftovers are tasted fantastic. Freezer probably would be a better place.
People love cold pizza.
Yeah.
All right, number four thing you need to know is it's career day today for Amazon, at the very least. They're looking for some good people. They need to add 33,000 new people, they said, but at the corporate level. So this gives you a chance to go to some live stream discussions and interviews and get a top job here. They've got tons of recruiters and HR people that are going to be helping out with this. And you could be making, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Around $150,000 a year. That's the reported starting salary for these jobs.
So how many jobs are there?
3,000?
What if I do them
33,000 jobs.
I can do them all.
Yeah, so web services, operations technology, Prime Video, smart home device. They're looking for help in all these areas.
How about Amazon DJs? Like, we could DJ to the warehouse or something.
Oh, I don't see that on the list.
No, not so good. Okay.
Sorry.
You sure?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. There's still time.
We need to start that job.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go with number three, some of the worst driving habits. According to a new survey, here are some of the biggies, okay? We'll go with the least to the biggest. Excessive horn honking is one. Yelling at other drivers, you know, because maybe the horn just isn't enough. And number three, leaving inadequate following distance on the highway. You know, they say you're supposed to be, like, for every 10 miles that you're driving, as far as the speed limit, you're supposed to leave one car length. That doesn't happen. Cutting off other cars in traffic is a biggie, and excessive speeding, the number one thing that people don't like about being on the roads. All right.
Number two thing you need to know. Archaeologists, sure, they find bones and stuff, but here's something really cool they
unearthed. Is that their slogan? We find bones and stuff.
Yes, I read it on a bumper sticker. They just unearthed a 2,600-year-old wine factory in Lebanon.
Ooh.
Yes, they say that this is probably the oldest that has ever been excavated and discovered, and it's very well preserved. The earliest wine press ever found in the Phoenician homelands. So we're talking about 7th century B.C., Sadly, they did not find any bottled wine.
Oh, no.
That would have gotten me really excited. But hey, who knows? Let's start this puppy back up again.
There you go. Well, if you do, that'll help with the most important thing you could possibly ever need to know today. Instead of old wine, I got maybe futuristic wine with Star Trek wine. So they've been doing this a little bit in the past with some different things, but now they have some new official ones. Blood wine that the Klingons drink. Now, no one ever really knew what was in blood wine. They don't know if blood was in it, but knowing Klingons, maybe. But now you can get a blood wine that's not actually made out of blood. But it is really cool. They talk to the Klingon Language Institute, so it'd be officially in Klingon. And it's a Cabernet Sauvignon, I think.
Yeah.
So it looks red, and it looks cool in the bottle as well.
Well, maybe it's like fruit juice. You know, they say 10% real juice. I mean, there's 10% real blood in this one.
10% real blood.
Ew.
I hope not.
Ew.
I don't know. I'll have to ask a Klingon.
All right, let's end with that, shall we? 726. By the way, you can get all of the top five things you need to know from this hour and last hour on our website later on this morning at 947wmas.com. You can also check out all the podcasts that goes on here at radio.com, the app.